This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Comments galore on social media this week about the big items on our charts from Talkers Magazine, and that's the object of affection this next hour. The DJV program presents an overview of the hot hits, if we are using some of the language of the earlier days in my career. We are playing the hits, if you will. There used to be at the end of the year the Hot 100 songs, and we do the top 10 stories every week, actually. I like the countdown on the music stations, every format, country and AC. All the music stations have these countdowns every weekend. Started with Casey Kasem. Matter of fact, ladies, I can remember having a conversation on the air with Casey Kasem about his, when we were talking about the, obviously, the American Top 40 show that he did. And then he found out that I was doing a knockoff on News Talk. And he sort of laughed about it. He said, what did he say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And so he congratulated me on having, I think at the time we had like 300 stations that were doing the countdown. This was back in the late 80s, maybe early 90s, somewhere in there. So it was kind of, it was fun to have that acknowledgement. But basically, that's the story. Every week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, is able to construct a list that has the top 10 items on it from news talk stations around the country that they monitor, the hosts, the programs themselves, and the stations, so that we come up with this list, or they do, and then we talk about it on the air here in sort of an ancillary fashion. It's an accompanying hour to Michael Harrison going through all of these stories and people lists. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So it's become quite a tradition, and I thought it was a good idea to bring the DJVers into this. So Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and new to our list of participants is Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of social media on the DJV program, among many other things. So, ladies, I might say to you, as you look at this list, Victoria, I'm going to start with you. As you look at this list, is there anything here that comes up to the equivalency of the number one story this week, which is obviously what went on in the Capitol? Is there anything here that, I mean, it seems that we've been overwhelmed with a focus on this since the attack took place, but are there other things on here that we ought to be spending some time on that have been lost? You were saying, I think, in a couple of different circumstances on the air, well, this didn't get talked about this week, or right. That didn't get talked about this week.
Not much did.
No.
Anybody who had a bad PR week, looking at you, Hilaria Baldwin, this was a great week for you, because no one's talking about you anymore. I think number three, the Georgia runoff election, right before the attack on the Capitol, that was definitely the biggest story. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's still more to that story. When are they getting sworn in? When are those results certified yet? There are a lot of questions that I have that, you know, we just haven't had time to look into anything because everything's just been all consuming with the attack on the Capitol. But mm-hmm. I would think that's probably a very close 1A.
Right.
I think even that phone call that Trump made to the Georgia election official, that was a big deal, and there are people, I guess, looking into that to see if that was illegal or whatever. But I still think that the attack is the proper number one, and I think the Georgia runoff should be two.
Certainly, there were a lot of buttons pushed this week by the president. I almost call him the former president because, in my mind, he kind of is. Jennifer, do you want to take a shot at picking something in there that may, in your mind, have deserved more talk, more coverage, more thought, but we were all overwhelmed by the attack?
I think obviously the bulk of the energy in all of our rooms went to that. But I think, yes, the Georgia race is a big story. But for me, the most important and maybe I think you could even argue more important issue than even the attack on the Capitol is what is number nine on the list, which is social media and the First Amendment. I think it is completely under attack. I think a lot of people have
the
not
First
been
Amendment there. Or social media?
Well, I think social media is attacking the First Amendment in this mm-hmm. country. I think that it goes hand in hand for a reason on the list. What I think is ridiculous, again, whether you blame Trump, you hate Trump, they took down the video calling for his protester, the people who were out there, to go home because they said he was inciting violence by saying to people, go home. And I think we are in a really dangerous position where we just shut people down that we don't like on social media. I think it is wrong. I know it's their right as a private business, but they're in a gray area. They're acting somewhere between a utility and a private company. And because of that, they have certain responsibilities that are being violated. I had several friends yesterday, and me included, who lost lots of Twitter followers because of the contents of our tweets. Thousands of Twitter followers just poof, vanished over the course of the day yesterday. And so I really take issue with people calling for unity when only one group is allowed to talk. And I don't think it's ever going to be capable. Well, I don't think we'll ever be capable of reaching that if we continue down this path. You know, we live in a country where we are supposed to be able to sit at tables with people that we don't agree with. That's what I take pride on, that we try to do here every single day on the Countdown, on the DJV show. We try to have various opinions. And you know what? I hate when they get too hot because I feel like no one's listening if we're not talking to each other. And by shutting people down and living in an echo chamber with one school of thought, we're never going to accomplish anything. And so I think that that should actually be a lot higher than number 9 on the list, because I think it really matters once this is all in the past.
Well, I think that you've hit a nerve here, and it's worth, because radio, talk radio especially, is part of this. And I feel sometimes like we are shouted down if we're in the middle or on the other side by people who want to, the overwhelming force on talk radio is from the right. There certainly are on television opportunities and elsewhere. Certainly the print media is overwhelmingly pushed to the left. So when do we get to, and the social media giants, that is Google and Facebook, and I guess, you know, Instagram and Twitter, as they all fit in there, but they're all controlled. Isn't Facebook the controlling interest in Instagram? Don't they own it?
They own it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you got no variety. What's been the discussion for many years for me is consolidation and ownership of media, whether it be radio, television, print, magazines, and now with the new world media of media, that is the social media, we have this thing called the First Amendment. We have this thing called freedom of speech. I don't give a damn whether you like what I say or not. I have a right to say it. I have a right to say anything as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. And if it does harm somebody else, they have the right to come after me and sue me if they want to. That's the protection. As far as these arrogant people, I was going to use another term, who run, especially, I find Zuckerberg to be reprehensible. I find him to be just...
He's always been a douche. Just watch the movie. Well, I totally agree with Jen on this one, though. You know, Mark...
By the way, Armie Hammer played the twins...
The Winklevi, yeah.
Right, exactly. We're trying to get their due. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, I agree with Jen on this, and I think for far too long, especially Facebook, especially Mark Zuckerberg, he has just been skating through the gray area. Jen's right. It's part utility, it's part private company, but it's just, I think that we need to move forward and identify, okay, what exactly is social media? And
who's going
right
to do
now,
that? Who's going to do that?
There are a lot of calls for, you know, for laws to be made. There are calls. There have been a million different reviews, you know, panels reviewing.
Take out Section 230. That was one of the big sticking
points. What's that? What's Section 230?
Section 230 provides these protections for social media companies to operate kind of as they are. And so they want to review that. They haven't even decided. No one's really even come out. Republicans or Democrats have not really come out on one side or the other.
Wants to get rid of it, Section
Well, so does, and by the way, so does Trump and McConnell. So if that's true, then maybe we find something bipartisan that we can move forward on early. But I think what they want to do is review it more than anything else to see how it should be applied. And I think that's fair. It's moderate. And, you know, I didn't know that Biden was for it. So, hey, if Biden, McConnell, and Trump are all on the same page on anything, like, why not actually make this a priority?
Yep.
All right. There is, I think, I want to get Jay's point of view on this in a matter of moments. We'll pause for a moment here in our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in news talk radio for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Hi, meanwhile, back in the ranch here on the Talk Radio Review, the charts for the week of January 4th to the 8th. According to Talkers Magazine, Jay Kirshner is with us for the first time this week, a new member of our DJV clan. She's in charge of social media to begin with. So what about the things that Victoria and Jennifer have said regarding social media and its impact? What's your view?
Yeah, well, I mean, I find it so interesting. I know that social media, the different platforms, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook and Instagram, you know, Facebook owning Instagram, they have their policies, and they are very strict on different guidelines. No violence type of posting, no bullying behavior. But at the same time, it's like they pick and choose when and who they want to enforce that on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
very handy.
Well, I'm very anti-bullying. I'm very against bullying. But at the same time, you can't really control that. That's still a freedom of speech in a way, and there is a difference of somebody stating their opinion that's not bullying, but because somebody disagrees with it, they take it as bullying, and then they'll flag that handle, and then Twitter automatically, you know, suspends that handle for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think and that it's broken.
Yeah. And the fact that they suspended the account, the Twitter account that the president had this week, how'd that settle with people on social media, the reflection on that? You must have seen a lot of comments.
I did. I saw a lot of people saying it's about time, what took so long, and that, you know, it's kind of like, well, for what they're saying about why they did it, okay, well, yeah, what took so long. But then I'm seeing other people saying, hey, wait a second, I started my day seeing with what Trump tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are kind of missing it. Like, wait a second, we want him to go away, but he's still entertaining for us.
21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV Morning Program, or actually it airs all around the clock, all around the country, and all around the world. So you may be listening in the morning, other people may be listening in the afternoon, some people listen in the evening. Good for you. We're here to talk about the stories that basically are deemed important by Talkers Magazine. And I want to stick with this business of the First Amendment or what's going on in media, news media, because Jennifer just brought up something that was in the New York Times this week, blaming talk radio for all this. What about that?
You know what? And it might have actually been CNN Politics. There are two articles, and I will find it and double check the source. But there was a mainstream media article that came out that said talk radio is to blame for the people who breached the Capitol. And I would vote for President Trump again today. I support him. I do not support the people who broke in to the Capitol. I never have. I've never supported any violence. I support peaceful protests like I did last summer. I support Americans' rights to protest whatever they think is wrong with the system to try to make the change that they desire. I do not support the violence. But there was a huge article about how talk radio, and it was a broad article. I'll actually send it to Jay so that we can post it up on social media because I think it's important, that talk radio is to blame for inciting violence. Give me a break. When I say we should stand up and fight, we should stand up and fight for what's right. We should get involved with local politics. We should not, if it needs to be said, break into Nancy Pelosi's office and sit at her desk. I don't think that that needs to be said, but that's if it does, there it is. I don't understand why we have to shut people down instead of welcoming various opinions. And truly, one of the concerns that I have over the next 4 years is how talk radio survives through this, because is there going to be a hit list of going after people that they deem to be terrorists?
No. It didn't happen when Obama was president. It won't. And more,
sure it did. They wired James Rosen. They were recording his phone calls with his parents because he worked for Fox News. It absolutely did. The conservative
media was targeted radio
under that administration.
He was a television guy, not a radio guy. If we want to take television, Trump is certainly, Fox is. Actually, that's an interesting anecdotal overview of what may happen, because Trump is more than likely to be very involved in some media chain, whether it's his own that he creates with his family running it, or whether he becomes part of something like Newsmax and does a daily show or something. The guy, if you look at the history of our past two presidents, or three, George Bush hasn't done it because he was never much in the media anyway, but the Clintons became very involved in media and personal appearances, that sort of thing. The Obamas have done the same thing. The Obamas are worth $160, $170 million now, 3 or 4 years after getting out, because of what they've been able to create in the media. And pretty much you can say the same for the Clintons, except they're worth about $220 million. And they didn't have a penny to rub together. Neither one of them did when they went into the White House. So there's that sort of that element. And Trump will be no stranger to that because he understands how the media works. Go back and look at The Apprentice and how handily he ran that. Really, like, you know, it was kind of an, it was one of those things was, whenever The Apprentice was on, was like watching 60 Minutes. It was appointment TV. Okay, The Apprentice is on. I want to go see who Trump's going to fire. Well, that's the same kind of thing that's going to be recreated whether you like it or you don't like it. Or maybe there'll be more people who, because of his being the president and the love affair that some people have had with him in the past 4 years, no matter what he does, it'll attract attention. And therefore, it will attract advertising dollars, big dollars, and he's going to make a lot of money. And that's just the way the system kind of works. You can be sure, as Mitt Romney said any number of times after the election, he's not going to go quietly, and he's not going to be quiet, as there is, you know, I mean, the traditional thing has been when Bush went out of office and Obama came in, there was never a word. He didn't say anything about what was going on with Obama. And the old presidents don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the administration condemns the Capitol building violence.
Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden becomes the 46th president on January 20th. Dan Araki reports as fallout continues from the riot.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao also tendered her resignation on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Although the new COVID-19 variant popping up around the world may be more contagious, there's no need to panic. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
After first being reported in Colorado in late December, New York, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and Connecticut are all reporting the different strain. Overseas, countries like Denmark report numerous cases. That is where Hans Kruger of the World Health Organization spoke to the media.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may over time replace other circulating lineages as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Epidemiologists report current COVID-19 vaccines are believed to be effective against this variant. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
There is no science to indicate the new variant is more deadly. American Airlines has stopped serving alcohol on flights to the nation's capital. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
American Airlines is no longer serving alcohol on flights to and from Washington, D.C., following several incidents of what it calls politically motivated aggression. The airline not providing any details on any of the incidents, but says one confrontation between a Trump supporter and fellow passenger aboard an American Airlines flight was posted on social media. They're also asking staff to be extra vigilant in flights departing from the nation's capital. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue another half hour of a review of what's going on News Talk Radio this past week, courtesy of the DJ Beers, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, presenting Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner with thoughts on these top 10 stories. The people list this week pretty much goes with the story. I actually haven't gone through them all. Let's do it quickly. Number 10 on the people list are people that have been nominated for various positions, I think, in the Biden administration. Number 9, Merrick Garland, who's been nominated, what, for Attorney General, right? Isn't
yes.
that, yeah.
The rumor, yeah, that he will be nominated.
Oh, no, he made it official. Yes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony Fauci, the doctor.
I don't know news this week.
Is it? No, I know.
It's like one story.
The people involved in the runoff in Georgia, number 7, Brad Raffensperger, and I must admit that I'm not familiar with that. Why am I out
Georgia
for lunch?
Secretary of State? Yeah.
Is he?
He's the guy in Georgia. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mike Pence, number 5. I think he belongs further up on the list, frankly, because he could hold the keys to the kingdom for the next couple of weeks, or at least until Inauguration Day, depending on who you want to listen to. I know. Well, but, you know, with the...
It's a lot of pomp and circumstance and politics is what that
yes.
is.
Yes. Josh Hawley is 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, along with Chuck Schumer, who is another old fossil, and get to replace the old fossil McConnell when things change.
The fossil swamp.
The fossils, yeah, exactly. Although, my God. Joe Biden is 2 and Donald Trump 1. I wonder how that's going to change when Biden becomes president, because Trump is not going to, as I said a few minutes ago, not going away. I don't think you can count on that. Number 10 on the story list is a focus on the Breonna Taylor police firing and race relations in general. Nobody said really boo about that this week, I don't think. Really, I think we talked a little about it on the BJD
program. Taking a big breath. The guy, the attorney, the district attorney in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who they boarded up buildings and they were waiting for the worst, and then the worst happened instead in Washington, D.C.
Number 9 on the list of top stories this week from talkers, social media, the First Amendment. We've been talking about that. Relations with Russia and Iran and China, the next couple on the list here. Biden and his administration, he's putting together number 6, the economy number 5, number 4 is the COVID. I want to spend some time on the economy and COVID as well, because the two of them, I think, go hand in hand. The economy is, some would say it's in shambles because a lot of people in the middle class and lower classes are running out of money. They don't seem to be able to find jobs. And the business of what the government is supposed to be doing, what was going to do. I mean, I'm not even sure I understand whether we do have. I was looking at one of my farm sites. For those of you who follow me regularly, you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so I was looking here at my weekly sort of newsletter from the Farm Bureau, and in it is it's sort of a suggestion that farmers take note of what's in the new COVID-19 relief package for agriculture. I'm not even, you know, the thing was signed, right? And that's where the $600 came from that was sent to some people. But, you know, the rest of it I haven't seen. Is there really a stimulus package? That's what people are asking because they're so confused. Well, is it 2,000? Is it 600? And what did it do to the rest of the package? Is there really?
It was a big topic of conversation. The stimulus package was attached to the government spending bill, which is $1.4 trillion. Mm-hmm. The coronavirus stimulus bill was $900 million. And, you know, a lot of pet projects. Again, we sent $45 million to the Kennedy Center after they already received $25 million the first time around. You had a lot of money in there for things like counting fish in Mexico, different things. In fact, when Trump made the comment about going up to $2,000, he said, we need to take out X, Y, and Z because this is just ridiculous. I mean, why are we paying to count a certain fish in Mexican waters?
Yeah.
I don't think, what is that about? So why not give more money to the people and less money funding Pakistani gender studies, which was also in this? I mean, it doesn't. What are we doing funding whether we're men or women in Pakistan? Why is that an American interest? And
the why
are we giving more money into the hands of people who have been suffering?
It's asinine. It's incredible. It's more than asinine. It's downright. It seems unreasonable, and it ought to be illegal. And back to, do we have a paycheck protection program? My bank doesn't know how this is supposed to work. Yeah, well, who's applying for it? Did you apply with your business?
No, because you're supposed, number one, they're doing a lot of racial equity things. So I don't even know, because we're a male Caucasian-owned business, how we would even apply for that, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you have to show, it's going to be a lot harder to apply this time around, where you have to show your sales were down over the last 4 months. And this I actually agree with. I think your sales have had to drop 35%, not year to date, but I think within the time of COVID. So there's a lot more paperwork to this, but there is new funding. There is new funding in PPP. So if you meet the standards, then you can get on the list for the funds.
Mm-hmm. But the criteria is a lot standards. More. That's the thing. Who knows what the standards are? I'm just having this conversation to benefit the small business people that need the help and don't really know where to turn because it's so confusing. I think that's basically the bottom line. Number 4. The focus, it seems like COVID certainly hasn't gone away. That still is a big problem, but we haven't talked much about that either this week because of all the other things that are distracting us. Who's dying from it? The guy from The Deadliest Catch, did he die from COVID? Or did he just...
No, from cocaine.
Drugs? Oh, okay, yeah. All right. No. That'll do it. So what are we, in terms of COVID-19, do you know where you stand, all three of you? Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, when do you get your shots? Do you know, do the average person, the people that you know who are your friends and relatives, do they know when they're getting their shots?
Well, we don't have an exact date because we don't know when all the doses are going to arrive. I mean, I'm in New Jersey and things are as well organized as they can be at the moment. We don't have an exact date. We are registered. We know that we're, you know, what group we're in, but beyond that, it really just depends. Most states only got, I think it was like 40% of the doses that they were initially told they would receive. So that's coming from, federal end, because that's coming from the top. So I don't know.
Okay. So where is this stuff, however, that has been produced? If we only are getting this 40% has been distributed, where's the 60% that hasn't been distributed? Are we getting an answer to that question? Who's asking?
Well, they didn't. I don't think they bought the number of doses that they should have. I think that's really where.
Why is it, by the way, up to the federal government to buy the doses? Why can't the state do it,
because the government had contracts. This was part of Operation Warp Speed, and I think this does need to come from the top, because we had chaos with each state calling China and trying to find PPP.
And we don't have chaos now?
It feels less chaotic. I mean, at least in the state that I'm in, I feel like, you know, our governor is on top of it.
Have competent management in your state.
How about in California?
California is a mess.
Yeah. California has a lot of doses, and here's the problem. The healthcare workers and nursing home people were supposed to get it first. Well, problem is that a lot of healthcare workers don't want it. They don't trust it. They don't want to get it. They don't get any vaccine. And so now you have a lot of doses that are just hanging out and no arms to put them in. So there's an issue in California where we actually have more vaccines than we do arms to put them in, yet they haven't extended them to other people who might want them.
Well, I know my family that's out there, my son, my daughter, want to get it, and they don't know how to get it. They don't know where they're on the list.
They sent out a big alert yesterday or this week on our Citizen app that said, find out where you are on the COVID chart. Good luck. I tried to hit it. It says everything else is being discussed right now. Join the public forum. The only thing they have lined up is healthcare workers that don't want it, by and large, and old people. I don't know how that's actually even being rolled out, institutional settings.
Jeez, I'm glad I live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's why the governor's getting recalled.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah. He ought to be recalled. He's sent to the showers. There are a lot of mayors and stuff. There are a lot of recalls going on as people are waking up to how bad it hasn't been. But your choices and how it's all rigged. And that's really a problem that needs to be. We have so many problems that have got to be adjusted. Hopefully people are not going to just run away screaming, saying, I can't take it anymore. 43 after the hour. More coming up on the charts this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review.
High blood pressure, the leading risk factor for heart attack and stroke, disproportionately impacts Black women. That's why the American Medical Association and other health groups have launched the Release the Pressure campaign with Essence. They're encouraging Black women to join them in a heart-healthy movement and take a pledge for better health. First, set a blood pressure goal and monitor your pressure at home. Then, put together a wellness plan and ask family and friends to encourage you along the way. To learn more or take the pledge, visit releasethepressure.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the cost. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean?
After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back to a focus on what's going on this week in News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here. I don't know, Jay, I've given you as much time. There must be a lot of stuff in social media on the attack. You know, that seems to be the whole business of social media. Yes,
oh,
we were
yeah.
talking about
I
that,
mean,
but what about what's being said about the attack?
It's everywhere. I mean, that definitely is still the biggest topic. And for so many reasons, many people are calling for the insurrectionist to be brought to justice. There's a continued question as to why wasn't there more security when it's been known for days there would be protests. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of comparisons regarding police response during the pro-Trump Capitol mob versus Black Lives Matter protests.
What kind of comparisons?
That's been the big conversations. What was that, Doug?
What kind of comparisons are being made?
A lot of people are saying that the Black Lives Matter protests weren't as violent as the pro-Trump Capitol mob, but there were more police before anything even started. There were less police. There are videos that appear to seem like police.
Well, where are those comments coming from?
Capitol?
Can you tell us sort of where? I'm not sure. I think that's a legitimate. I mean, anybody's comments are legitimate because of what they feel about it.
Yeah,
know
it's
that,
like one of those perception. And then one of my things, and this is a personal opinion, but I feel like so many people don't do their own research. They just see what somebody else posted and they regurgitate it.
I've seen
the video that everybody is saying regarding the pro-Trump Capitol mob that police opened the gate. And if you look closely, it doesn't look like any of the police officers touched that gate. It looked like the people moved
pushed
the gate
it.
Themselves.
Yeah.
And they were so minimal, the police officers were minimal compared to the crowd, that for their own safety, they had to kind of retreat anyway.
Mm. Well, that for their own safety, that's pretty bogus. So what the hell are they there for if they aren't prepared to stand up to a mob like that? That's that whole business.
And that's one of the conversations
bogus.
That they weren't prepared. There should have been more people.
I mean, it's back to everything. Look at all of the things in this list this week that have to do with government incompetence. In the bottom line, you know, we're handling a Breonna Taylor, the police violence, that's local incompetence. The runoff election, regional incompetence. The attack on the Capitol, that's a natural, I mean, think about the other countries in the world and what they're saying about our country, whether you think that's important or not. It has some relevance. So, all right, ladies, thank you for the input. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay here with Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For us to examine what's going on in your auto bubble here, courtesy of Nick Miles, who runs OurAutoExpert.com and is with us every week. The cars that are selling, kind of an interesting thing. It's been a good year, according to my friends who are in the car business, for new and used cars. I was looking at a list of the cheapest new cars for this new year. You know, you look at some of these tin cans that these kids who don't know how to drive are buying because they're cheap. It's easy. What? $119 a month and you can drive away in a new car. Okay, so what's a new car that costs $12,000 versus a new car that costs $35,000 worth? What do you think? I mean, I'm talking about technology, engineering, that sort of stuff. Nick, what do people need to know? Just because you can buy a new car, that doesn't mean it's better than a used car that you can find, does it?
Well, first of all, when people come to me and they say, hey, I want to put my kid in a car, I'd like a new car, it's better for them, and they want this, and they want Bluetooth, and they want, you know, streaming this and that. And I say, well, let's put it this way. Would you rather your kid met a semi head-on in a nice big pickup truck, which is solid, or would you like a $12,000 tin can? And then they go, oh, yeah, you're probably right. They can do without their Bluetooth, and my kid can be safe. Yeah, these cars are, you know, there's a lot of technology there, but physics hasn't changed since you and I went to school. And the bigger the vehicle, the safer the vehicle. But there are a lot of cool vehicles out there for under $20,000. You can still get some little vehicles from like Mitsubishi and GM for around, you know, under $15,000, even as low as around $12,000 out there. And the technology is pretty good, but you get what you pay for. There is a big gap, Doug, when you get up to vehicles and you start getting over $38,000, because you can pay a lot for a vehicle and the technology doesn't leap forward an awful lot. You just pay for fancy stitching and fancy wood and fancy metal and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I actually, we were talking off the air about an experience that I had this week in my Range Rover, I left the window open like a dummy during a rainstorm, and it shorted out the switches that run the windows. So I went to get them. I brought them to my friend that runs a local Ford dealer, and the guys all said, okay, this is the same thing as the Explorer has, because basically the Explorer was designed by the same guy who designed the Rover when Ford still owned them. So it's all a lot of the same parts, but he said that it's the similar part for a new Explorer, if you had to replace that switches assembly, would be a couple $100. I paid $600 like a dummy for the same thing. I mean, I love Rovers, and I love the one I'm driving now is the best one I've ever had. But still, it gets to a point of being silly when how much do you get hosed?
Three times the price, unfortunately. Yeah, three times the price.
All right. Yeah. Number of cars on the road in the world now, about 1.4 billion cars on the road. And apparently, according to WardsAuto.com, that number will jump to 2 billion in the next 15 years. How in the name of God are we going to avoid traffic jams? When you look at look around the world, I know that you have a survey on your website, rautoexpert.com, focused on the best-selling cars around the world, which ones do better. But, I mean, under the circumstances, how are we going to be able to put these cars on?
It's interesting. So, first of all, under COVID, in the countries that locked down a little bit, you're probably not going to have so much traffic on the road, until we can get everybody vaccinated. So we may have a break for another few months. However, it's countries, we don't have to be as worried because a lot of people are moving out of cities to the country in the United States. But it's countries like India and China where they have this accelerating middle class. So all these people that were used to live in villages and were farming, and now they've suddenly got money to go buy cars. Which, is somewhat good. So, boy, they're going to start to be miserable because the Indians, traffic's already super bad. You ever seen a train in India? You ever seen traffic jams there? And they don't have, a lot of small places don't have traffic lights, and everybody just goes at once on an intersection and in a lot of places in the Middle East and in India and those places. So a lot of middle classes are growing around the world, and those people are going to start to drive. And let me tell you, if you want to visit some of these places, as soon as COVID is over, you might want to go before they all start getting cars, because unless we get flying cars, you're going to be in trouble getting around some of the Middle East.
The number one car in Russia is the Granta. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Number one selling vehicle in America, the F-Series Ford pickup trucks. That hasn't changed. That's really amazing.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.